Next time, as we all prepare to file our income tax returns, reporter David Burnham will be here to tell us what he found in his investigation of the Internal Revenue Service. I hope you can join us.
Major funding for Fresh Air is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional support comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
From Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. Producer Gail Ann Hurd got her start working for the king of B-movies, Roger Corman. She went on to produce her own thrillers and action films, like The Terminator, Aliens, and The Abyss. Coming up, she tells us about some of the obstacles faced by women producers. Also, Ken Tucker examines how over-the-hill rock and rollers hide behind country music. And film critic Stephen Schiff reviews the new movie Men Don't Leave. It stars Jessica Lange as a single parent and Joan Cusack as the woman competing for the love of Lange's son. That's all coming up on Fresh Air.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. Word from Moscow that both sides in arms control talks are reporting that progress has been made. Secretary of State Baker is spending 3 days in the Soviet capital and met today with Foreign Minister Shevardnadze in meetings to lay the groundwork for the next summit scheduled for June in Washington. U.S. officials say that progress has been made toward treaties to curb long-range nuclear weapons, ground troops, tanks, and combat planes in Europe, and to ban production of chemical weapons. South African police today used tear gas to prevent anti-apartheid demonstrators from reaching the site of a controversial cricket match. From Johannesburg, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The cricket match pitted a South African squad against a British team that is touring this country in defiance of the international ban on sporting activity. An anti-apartheid group that opposes the tour, calling itself the National Sports Congress, had sought permission to demonstrate from the Johannesburg City Council. When their petition was denied yesterday, the National Sports Congress announced it would demonstrate anyway. Today, when a caravan of minibuses carrying hundreds of protesters left the township of Alexandra, it was intercepted by police several kilometers away from the cricket stadium. When the protesters ignored an order to disperse, the police used tear gas and batons to break up the caravan. Today's incident is only the latest in a series of protests launched ever since the British cricket team arrived here 3 weeks ago. The controversy surrounding the cricket team and the police action against demonstrators in several protests comes at a time when the government here is trying to present a more moderate image to the world. I'm Richard Gonzalez in Johannesburg.
Senator David Duerenberger of Minnesota testified before the Senate Ethics Committee today and afterward declared his intention to continue serving the people of his home state. NPR's Cokie Roberts reports.
Senator Durenberger went before the Ethics Committee as new questions emerged about his financial dealings. Yesterday, the Minnesota Star and Tribune published a list of unsecured low-interest loans totaling more than $1 million, which a St. Paul bank made to Durenberger. Today, the senator termed the story a blatant distortion of the facts. The Ethics Committee was already looking into charges that Durenberger evaded rules on outside income with promotional appearances for his books, charges similar to the ones which brought down former House Speaker Jim Wright. Durenberger defended his actions today, saying he had received approval from the appropriate bodies before entering into his book deal.
And I have acknowledged that had I to do it all over again, some decisions would be made differently.
Durenberger, who is not up for re-election until 1994, has apologized to his constituents, but his approval ratings have fallen dramatically in recent Minnesota polls. I'm Cokie Roberts at the Capitol.
This is NPR News.
This is Fresh Air. Some aging rock musicians never stop playing. Others try for the comeback tour. But rock critic Ken Tucker says that for some of them, country music has become the last refuge.
Pages of life have never been turned to your troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love.
One of the most popular acts in country music today is the Desert Rose Band, led by singer-songwriter Chris Hillman. Hillman, you may recall, was a member of the Byrds in the 60s, and after that, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Stephen Stills' band Manassas, and the immortal Souther Hillman Furay Band. In other words, Chris Hillman was washed up as a rock musician when he decided to try his hand at the sort of pure country music he had previously resisted. It's paid off. The Desert Rose Band has had 5 number one hit singles on the country charts, and their new album, Pages of Life, has already yielded a top 10 hit with Start All Over Again.
I see that you've been courting fame under another name. Tell me, where does it end? Just who's the one you're looking for behind that unknown door? Should I start over again? Do I have to fake love? Do I you hand to me?
In the Desert Rose Band, Chris Hillman is assisted by Herb Peterson on guitar and vocals. Peterson, like Hillman, is an old rock and roll pro. He used to perform on and write vocal arrangements for 70s stars such as Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and John Denver. The music of the Desert Rose Band is pretty and well-crafted, but what annoys me about their stuff is its yuppie calculation. They're writing songs aimed at people who think they've outgrown rock and roll. Pages of Life includes a song called Darkness on the Playground about how drugs are bad for little kids, God's Plan, a bit of very tasteful born-again religiosity, and Our Baby's Gone about how kids grow up real fast. It's all just too 30-something.
Trying not to think so much, I know it's just a mental crutch. I get to thinking about your touch, I've been missing you. Got no goodness to redeem, all I do is think and dream. While we were walking as a team, and I was kissing you. Lately I've stopped growing, lately it's been shown. Watch me like you.
Check out that chorus. Lately I've stopped growing, lately it's been showing. Country music about personal growth? Give me a break. As annoying as it can be, though, the Desert Rose Band is a classic country act compared to Southern Pacific, another hiding place for washed-up rock musicians. This unaccountably successful band, now on its 4th album, is led by John McPhee and Keith Knudsen, who used to be in the Doobie Brothers, and features Stu Cook on bass. Cook used to be a member of nothing less than Creedence Clearwater Revival. But listen to the sort of music Southern Pacific makes.
Back when we were wild and ready, on the edge of a dust bowl city, Carolina.
Southern Pacific has been highly successful with their previous records, which I can only ascribe to the fact that so many young country acts like Alabama and Exile and Zaka Creek are making what amounts to a throwback to 70s pop rock. So Southern Pacific sounds absolutely authentic by comparison. On this new album, County Line, they may have gone a bit too far in reminding country listeners of their rock and roll roots. They cover the Beach Boys' Little GTO, and they've even hired the hack California sellouts themselves to sing along. There's one good song on County Line, and what's good about it has nothing to do with Southern Pacific. Time's Up, the album's first hit single, features a sing-along vocal by Carlene Carter, granddaughter of Mother Maybelle Carter, daughter of honky-tonk great Carl Smith, and stepdaughter of Johnny Cash. Listening to her rip through this song makes you forget Southern Pacific and wish that there was a new Carlene Carter album to buy.
If you ever
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.